Okay, well, today's message is living in the light of eternity. I invite us to fix our eyes on God and be reminded that there's more to life than just going through the motions. I'm reminded of the book of Ecclesiastes, and if you read through that book, it talks about we can have it all. You know, it talks about the one who did all these things, who had all the pleasures of the world, who had the riches of the world, had all these things, and yet in the end found that it was just all vanity or emptiness. We can have things, we can have activities, we can have whatever it may be, but in and of itself, just those things will leave us empty, apart from the Spirit of God. Knowing God is what brings fulfillment. So the question is, what are we building our lives with? I want to read one passage. This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting with verse 11. And it says, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, and that God's Spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is sacred, and you are God's temple." We are God's temple. The Spirit of the Lord is in us. And are we going to choose this day to live after the Spirit or to live after the flesh? Here recently, God's been highlighting some things in my own life, some realities of ways that I kind of walk after the flesh sometimes, more than what I probably think I do. But I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful to see blind spots in my own life and to be able to flow with Him more. The question is, what are we living for? What are we doing out of selfish ambition just to have stuff for ourselves rather than for others? This can come in so many ways. But at the end of the day, I just want myself, I want all of us to know Him in our day to day. What does it look like? You know, love is what remains. Scripture talks about we can do all kinds of amazing things, but if we don't have love, then it doesn't profit anything. And God is love, and His Spirit is love. His Spirit flowing through us is love. And as we yield to that, we will find joy and peace and fulfillment. And we will build upon the foundation of Christ. We will build that which remains for all eternity. I had this idea of eternity kind of going through me this morning as I was thinking about presenting this message and as I was in the midst of that, I got a phone call from a close friend, and he said, "My mom just passed away last night. Thankfully, she was a believer." But it highlighted again this reality of eternity. We only have so many days on this planet. We don't know how many days we've been given. Some live to be 90 or 100 or more. Some live to be 60, some 12, some 5. Some only a matter of days or hours or minutes. This life comes and this life goes. But what will remain? Again, I've been reminded of this in this season as I'm approaching my wedding day, my physical wedding day with the most beautiful woman on this planet. At least in my eyes. And we've been getting different wedding gifts, and we've been kind of preparing the house, getting it ready for the day when we will come together and live together in one house. And I've been wrestling a little bit because it's like we're getting all this stuff and it's like, I'm thankful for the stuff, but in some ways it's almost like, I don't know what's, you know, this stuff's just going to come. It's going to go. It's like, why even bother get some of the stuff? And yet, most of the stuff that we put on our wedding registry are things that are in our heart to use to prepare the place where we're at, to be a place where we can minister more effectively, where we can have a place where God's presence abides, a place where God can flow. Not that you have to have things for that to happen, but things that we can use to bless other people in different ways. Because the things will come and the things will go. Some of the things will rust. Some of the things will break. Some of the things we may have for our entire life. But even then, eventually, they'll be thrown away or passed on to somebody else or whatever. All these physical things, they just come, they go. It's just stuff. And all belongs to God anyways. But what will we do with it? I've been reminded even in little ways of here recently of even how I shop. It's incredible. Like, my personality, I would prefer just to buy something on the internet, get it shipped to my house, and be done with it. And I'm not against doing that, and I'm sure I will continue to do that. But the Lord was actually kind of highlighting in my own life how sometimes I do that just simply for the convenience of it. It's like I'll just do that, get it done, be done with it. And yet there's times where it would actually be better to go to the store and interact with other people. Maybe it's somebody in the store that's shopping, another customer. Maybe it's the person at the cash register. And sometimes shopping online can totally isolate us from other people, or even go to the grocery store and just be like, man, I mean, again, it's probably somewhat my personality, but I'm like, okay, let's go to the self-checkout so we don't have to talk to anybody. Like, but there might be a cashier that needs somebody to talk to them. Again, please don't hear this saying that we shouldn't shop online or that we should never do self-check or whatever. That's not what I'm saying at all. Please don't misconstrue it. But be open to the leading of the Spirit as we're going through our days. Like, Lord, what are you doing? Where are you going? Maybe that cashier at the store, maybe they need to hear the gospel. Or maybe they just need to experience love. Recently, I was out at the courthouse out in Missouri, in a smaller town there in Missouri, and to get our marriage license. And the lady that was helping us there at the courthouse, it was just interesting to me. It was just the real small town feel. We go in, we're doing it, and Sarah sees a calendar that she likes hanging on the wall on one of their desks there and makes a comment. And the lady just stops everything she's doing and goes over and gets the calendar and shows a couple other pictures and talks about it. And we end up in this conversation, and I'm just like, wow. Sometimes some of the more big city feel where it's just go, 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 get done, get out. Nobody gets hurt. Nobody gets helped. What are we doing? How are we living? And again, this isn't to condemn or to say, again, any specifics of what you should or shouldn't do. Like, don't always, you know, you should always shop online, or you should never shop online, or none of that. We're not making that that law. That's death. But just be aware as we're going through our day. Father, what is it? Your Spirit, O God, that is within us to touch and to bless those that are around us. I just want to remind us that we have the Spirit of God in us. As it says here in that 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16, it says, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? And what's God's Spirit? What's it about? Jesus came to lay down his life. It wasn't about him. It was about his Father. His Father's will being done on the earth. And allowing God's Spirit to flow through him. To bring life to those that he was around. So I just want to remind us to live in light of eternity. To live in light of eternity. That wherever we go, whatever we do, that we would be God's ambassadors. Those who represent him. You know, again, this season of my life is new. You know, I don't mean to be talking about myself today, but I'm just using some examples from my own life. You know, this new season that I find myself on the verge of getting married, and we're going to go off and have a honeymoon time and little getaway season. And even in that, there's been a wrestling in my own heart a little bit of, well, you know, I don't want to just spend this money on ourselves. You know, I don't want to, you know, and yet I keep sensing the Lord say, it's okay. It's okay. It's the season that it's in. It's okay. But even that, as we go to spend time with each other, to bless each other, but then also, who knows who we will rub shoulders with as we travel at a gas station, at the activities we do, at whatever it may be. Who knows? Perhaps we are sent for such a time as this. You know, as God opens doors to do these things, these activities, these vacation, as you might call it. Even that, if all we do is just go and have a quote-unquote good time doing some activities and we get back, it's going to be so empty and so vain and it's going to be burned away. But we feel led by the Lord that it's okay to go. And as we do, if we yield ourselves to His Spirit in that season, whatever that looks like, whether it's just ministering to each other or ministering to those that we're around, whatever it looks like for God's Spirit to flow through us, we can come back fulfilled. The activities, oh, they'll come, they'll go. Some of them may work out. Some of them may not end up working out. Maybe we'll get to do it all. Maybe we won't. Whatever. But we would lay aside all this and just to know Christ, to know Him, to walk with Him, to allow Him to flow through our lives. And I bring this invitation before us to get our eyes off of ourselves. And I don't say that condemning. I know what it is. I get my eyes on myself way too much. But that we would get our eyes fixed on Him, allow Him to flow through us, that He would be glorified, that He would be exalted, that His name would be praised among the nations. For He is good and He is worthy of all the praise, all the adoration. He alone is worthy. He alone is good. And as I finish up this message here, I just want to, some of you know, some of you don't, but as I'm getting married soon here, I'm going to be taking a little kind of sabbatical time off the next month or maybe 2 months. We'll kind of see how long it goes here, but I'm going to be taking some time away from preaching and some of the practical ministry that I'm involved with on a day-to-day basis. And just take some time to be with my bride. And some time for she and I to get to know each other more. And to just come before the Lord in this kind of first fruits, first portion of our marriage together, to come before the Lord and to seek His heart and His will and to lay a foundation for our relationship going forward. And if the Lord happens to give me a message in the midst of this period, then I may go ahead and upload it. But in general, don't be surprised if we go for a month or two here without the regular sermons, and I'm not going to be leading the prayer times that I normally do, and there's other people who are set up to take those prayer times over and such, and different things around the Life Center that I won't be involved with in this season. So don't be surprised if you don't see me around as much. But I'm not gone forever. I'm just backing away for a little season here, a little sabbatical time. And so anyways, as I close this message here, I just want to say the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. And the Lord make His face shine upon you and give you peace. May His Spirit rest upon you. May His Spirit flow through you. And I remind you today of who you are. You have the Spirit of Jesus in you. You have His Spirit, His life within you. And you have the opportunity to yield yourself to that. And find the joy, the peace, the fulfillment that comes through knowing Christ. Well, there might be some pain. Well, there will be some pain. I'll just go that far. There will be some pain. There will be some death to self. It's a journey. But oh, the joy of knowing Him even in His sufferings. Be reminded that all this life, all the sufferings, everything that goes on in this life is light and it's momentary. It's light, momentary afflictions. It's here and then it's gone. But there's that which remains. The highest of highs, the lowest of lows, the greatest of joys, and the lowest of the hurt and pain. All gets swallowed up in knowing Christ for all eternity. God bless you. I love you. I'll continue to be praying for you. I ask that you would pray for me in this season, specifically too, as Sarah and I prepare to join together on this journey of wherever God's calling us. This journey of going where we don't know where we're going, but we know the One who has called us. And He is faithful and He will do it. God bless.